Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And on yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing a message on power in prayer. And there are very specific instructions that the Lord Jesus gives to us, as recorded in the Gospels, of how we should pray in order to get prayer answered. But as I was preparing to record this broadcast, I just have felt in the Spirit there are some listening that are so discouraged in terms of seeing answers that the enemy is just almost making you want to throw up your hands, like, what good does it do to pray? It's like you don't see any change happening, you don't see any answers forthcoming, and you're just really discouraged. And there's a sister listening to me also that you have prayed regarding a very difficult work situation, and you have asked God to move, and you've just tried to walk in a Christian way, you've tried to be loving, you've held your peace, but it is getting just, the warfare is just so outrageous, and you're just really ready to throw up your hands. Lord, what can I do? And the Lord just speaks to my heart to tell you to stand your ground, continue to trust Him, and you will see the Lord move those who have been opposed to you, moved out of the way. But I want to minister right now to those that are feeling discouraged in prayer. Father, right now, Lord, I take authority over the work of the enemy to make your beloved feel as if you are not willing to answer prayer just because they see no movement, they see no change. And Lord, they're discouraged. Father, I'm asking right now that you will minister to them, that you will just touch their hearts. I rebuke that discouragement. And Lord, I pray that faith and trust shall arise in their hearts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord would say, my little one, trust ye in the Lord forever, for I am your strength, I am your undergirding, and I have heard your prayers. I know the walk has been difficult. It seems the way has grown darker and darker, and clouds of opposition have gathered around you. But as you trust in me, as you continue to stand and be faithful, and as you praise me, you will see the light begin to dawn, and you will see that the Lord has reserved the best answer to provide that answer to your prayers, not according to what you thought, but according to my plan and my perfect will and my best desire for your life. Praise me, for I shall do that work that you have desired. It shall not be in the way that you expected, but you shall see that the Lord has heard and that I am moving to answer in mighty and glorious ways, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. I've been ministering on power in prayer, and one of the most important imperatives, if you will, that we must have in seeing our prayers answered is that of sincerity. Remember, James talks about the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And I was thinking, a reference came to my mind out of the book of Psalms, and that's Psalms 119. And in verse 9, the psalmist asks, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. And in verse 10, he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. And so, beloved, the first and most important thing we have to have when we come before the Lord in prayer, and what is prayer? It's simply communion with God. It's our lifeline. It's our key to touch the heart of God for not only the needs in our lives, but for those for whom we are praying. And Jesus taught that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And so sincerity, as I shared on yesterday's broadcast some incidences in the Bible, the Syrophoenician woman, for example, and the parable in Luke 11 about the friend who came at midnight asking for bread. We see that if we are sincere in our hearts and earnest, God will answer prayer. And I'd like to now move on to a second requirement for our prayers to be answered, and that's simply a humble heart and attitude. God gives to us this most amazing privilege, this wonderful opportunity of prayer that we can come to Him. How glorious it is. God honors deep humility. In 2 Chronicles 7:14 and also in 2 Chronicles 34 and 27, we see how clearly, this is outlined, a very familiar passage, and he gives this formula in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And in 2 Chronicles 34 and 27, and in this account we see the good King Josiah, who sought to bring reform as he read the word of the Lord, a prophetess by the name of Huldah spoke these words to him, and he was greatly distraught because he saw how greatly they had offended the Lord and walked away from his ways and the judgment that would necessarily come. But the word of the Lord to that good king was, because thine heart was tender and thou didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest his words against this place, Jerusalem, of course, and Judah, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord, and that he said you would not see these judgment in his lifetime. And of course, this is one of the lessons we can learn from the parable of the Pharisee and publican that is expressed in Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 14. And let me share that with you. And he, that's Jesus, spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as that publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So we see the importance of humility. The Pharisee considered himself so much better than that poor, wretched publican. But the publican received God's attention and commendation, and the Pharisee received God's condemnation. Jesus said, for everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Jesus was the enemy of fleshly ambition. And there are many people who are going to find out too late just what that means. They're ambitious, they're full of pride, and use people like merchandise for their own gain. God help them. Jesus hated pride. They were one of the in Proverbs that lists the seven things God hates, and that is a proud heart, a proud look. Jesus hates pride. He constantly rebuked the proud, arrogant Pharisees. Humility and true repentance go hand in hand. They can't be separated. And that, of course, is the third requirement for answered prayer, and that is true repentance. Repentance and confession are twin requisites. What do we know about sin? Well, it separates us from God. And repentance for sin is simply turning back to God with total contrition of heart. Without a right heart, our prayers contain no power with God. And in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verse 33 and 34, it tells us if we have sinned, when we turn to the Lord and confess His name and pray and make supplication to Him, then God would hear and forgive the sin. In verses 33, Solomon is praying this, "When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest unto their fathers." And then in Nehemiah 1:4-7, he says, he's praying, "And it came to pass when I heard these words," which was basically the condition of Jerusalem, "I sat down and wept." He mourned and fasted. And he said, "I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant." And in verse 7 it says, "We've dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses." And he goes on to ask God's forgiveness for not only in his own life, but for the sins of his people. And if we have sinned, when we turn to the Lord and confess, they go hand in hand, that repentance and confession. We're not perfect. If we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Praise God. Well, there's so much more to share, and I invite you to tune in to tomorrow's broadcast. But now I must bring this broadcast to a close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day, my UCM spiritual family, my radio family as well. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.